Hi there, I'm Lee. This is Vision Eternity Ministries, where Jesus is giving us a clear vision for our eternity. He's teaching us how to be ready to stand before Him that day, to be ready to be received by Him. Let's acknowledge Him, Jesus. We thank You for being here. We thank You for Your presence. We thank You for your word that You have for us today, for teaching us right living, for teaching us how to live in Your presence right here and now. We love You and praise You and give You all the glory. So today we're going to talk about how to clearly hear God. And the first thing is you have to want to hear Him. You have to want to hear what He has to say, no matter if you like it or if you don't like it. And many times people are somewhat troubled that they don't hear God. They're not real concerned that they haven't heard Him, which tells you right there that it isn't a priority that they hear God. And if we know the Word of God, we've already heard Him. And when we agree with the Word of God and we do the Word of God, then we're going to hear Him clearly because we're in agreement with Him. We want to hear Him. But not always. It depends upon what He has to say. And so even knowing the Word of God, many go to someone they look up to and ask them to confirm what they want to do when the Word of God opposes what they want to do. So they feel that prompting on the inside of their heart, or they wouldn't be going to ask someone else. And God clearly speaks His mind in His Word. And so we have to want to abide in His Word. We have to want to agree with Him. Jesus said that He'd manifest Himself to the one that would obey Him. So if you're not obeying Him in the first place, then you're not going to hear Him. He already knows that whether you want to hear Him or not. And you might even go to a church where you hear that compromised word because you want to compromise the word. You like some of the word, but not all the word. And so you want to go somewhere where the word that is being preached doesn't rub you the wrong way. It doesn't convict your heart. You just want everything to be okay. And that's a sure reason why you're not hearing God is because you're blocking Him. You don't want to hear Him. And, you know, Ephesians tells us that we have to take off the old man and put on the new man. We have to decide that we want to hear God and that we want Him. We want what He allows in our life. We want to live that different life. That's why we gave our heart to Him. We're not going to live like we used to live anymore. But many people want to still live that way. In fact, many that call themselves Christians don't even know the Word of God. They don't know the will of God. And so they don't know what God would say. And so obviously, if we don't take the time to look at the Word of God and hear what He has to say, we're really not interested. And so then in a crisis or when you really need Him, then you wonder why you can't hear Him, because you haven't wanted to hear Him. But as wonderful as He is, even in a crisis, He'll get a message to you. He will, because He's so good. He's so in love with you. But, you know, lots of times when people are saying, I don't hear God, I don't know why I don't hear Him, you already heard Him. You already heard what He said, but you discredit it because that's not what you wanted to hear. Or it's just something that you subconsciously didn't want to do. And so you didn't hear Him. You think you didn't hear Him, But you did hear him. You did hear him. And so you're really actually ignoring him. You already heard him, but you're ignoring him. If you looked at the Word of God, you already heard the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit sounds like the Word. God isn't always going to say the thing that you want him to say. And so you're going to discredit that and find something that you like. Also, many people like the Word of God when they like certain things that it says, and they're even anxious to get the speck out of someone else's eye, but not so anxious to get the log out of their eye. And so they use the Word of God to criticize other people, but they never self-exam because they don't want that feeling, that conviction, that icky feeling that you get when you know you're supposed to do something and you're not doing it. And so hearing the Word of God, you have to have a willingness to hear it. You have to go to the Word of God to hear what it says. And so the reason that you can't hear God is because you've hardened your heart to him. You want to do what he's telling you to do to keep that fellowship with him going, unbroken. Don't block him out by not wanting to hear the truth. The thing that he has to tell you is only for your good. Be willing to be corrected. Be willing to say whatever you say, Lord. I know you have my good in mind. And when you do that, you will clearly hear him. My sheep know my voice, and you're not his sheep. You're not his if you reject him. If you just want to hear what feels good and, you know, ask but have no intention of doing if you don't like it, you're not going to hear him. You're not his sheep. You're ignoring him. He wants to. He wants to have a relationship with you, but it's up to you. It's up to you. If you're just going to ignore him, then you're ignoring him and you're not going to hear him. So let's acknowledge him, Jesus. We thank you for this truth. We thank you. We're open to what you have to say. We want to hear you. We want to hear your voice. And so we're willing to put our flesh aside, what we want, our will, to do yours. Speak to us, Lord. We want to hear you. Love you and praise you, give you all the glory. And, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to put your will aside, what you want, and trust that he has better for you. He knows more than you know. And you're not going to do that until you get out on the water and say, okay, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. I want to hear your voice. I want to live with you forever. I want to be able to see that vision that you have for me for eternity. I don't want to be just stuck here in my own ignorance and my own thinking I know it all and just hearing what I want to hear. I want your will. Remember, Jesus said, not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. I mean, you're going to say, but Lord. And, you know, maybe you could say, but Lord, I just heard what I wanted to hear, and I did what I wanted to do. I didn't do all of what you said, but that should be okay. I don't agree with you, Lord. I heard someone say that once. I don't agree with him. I don't think he's doing the right thing. Well, then, you know, I mean, he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. God, our Father Almighty, created you, and really, he knows more than you do. So you might want to change your attitude if that's you, because he's going to say, I didn't know you, and you'll be tossed out into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, and that won't be good, and that will be for eternity. So tomorrow we're going to continue talking about hearing clearly from God. So I hope you join me. Have a wonderful, awesome rest of the day in him. God bless you.